been attending programs, sitting in talim, reading kitabs, tafasir, and he had heard, or he listened to those talks in which those Quranic verses and those hadiths were mentioned, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had warned that if the ummah is going to indulge in these type of sins, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send these kinds of azab, earthquakes, gale force winds, tremors, storms, flood waters, cyclones, typhoons, and we don't know what will come. Like how the tasbih, when it snaps, and how the beads fall one after the other. He said fitnas will fall like that, one after the other, like how you snap a tasbih and after that the beads come one after the other. They don't take time, just hold it up this way and see how they just all come down. Fitnas will come like that. Therefore he said badiru bil a'mali saliha, rush, hasten towards a'mali saliha, towards good deeds prior to that time coming, when fitnas will be like the patches of a dark night, that the person will be mu'min in the evening, he'll be a disbeliever in the morning. Disbeliever or mu'min in the morning, disbeliever in the evening. Such statements he will make, such kind of actions he will indulge in, such places he will go to, and he will be unconcerned. And then he will make a mockery of Sharia, he will make a mockery of Deen, he will make a mockery of the Quran, make a mockery of the Sunnah, and he will lose his iman. And he will not even realize it that he has lost his iman. He will still say that I'm a true believer in Allah Ta'ala. And I am the perfect Muslim because I am broad-minded. So how do we save ourselves from these fitnas? There are many ways. It's not only one way. There are many ways. But the root that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself has shown us is an easy route. There can be two roads, there can be half a dozen roads leading to a certain destination. You can go many, many different directions and reach that same destination. But some of those routes will be very, very long and lengthy, and you will have to go a long, long distance before you reach your destination. Like a person wants to go to Johannesburg, one is to go from here straight to Johannesburg, taking the toll road and carrying on. And the other one is that from here he goes via East London, Port Elizabeth, Cape Town, and from that direction then he reaches Johannesburg. So he will still reach Johannesburg. But it's a very long route. And some of those routes can be very dangerous. There can be another route through the jungles also reaching there, but it can be a very dangerous one. And some of those routes may be good routes, good roads, good, well-paved, broad roads, but as I said, it could be a very long one. So the short one, the easy one, is يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Those people who have brought Allah Ta'ala into their hearts. I'm just giving an explanation of that verse. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, oh, you believers, fear Allah. Bring that khawf of Allah in your hearts. And this fear, many, many times I've explained, is not the fear of a lion, of a tiger, of a ferocious animal, how we fright for a tiger or a lion in the jungle. That is not the kind of fear that we are talking about when we say fear Allah. Here what we are saying is fear the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala is supposed to be our beloved. He who has blessed us with so much of bounties and ni'mats, then we must fear that he must not become angry and displeased with us. For if he will become displeased, then he can also pull that carpet from beneath our feet. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can seize the person in the midst of his evil pleasures. And he has mentioned that in the Quran Sharif, that is what he does. When the people fail to heed the advices, then Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of all good. Plentiful of material things starts flooding. The person truly believes then that my Allah is very happy and pleased with me. Don't you all see my bungalows? Don't you see my palaces? Don't you see my big, big hotels and my oil wells? And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends some tidal wave or some other kind of azab and takes away everything. In the midst of the pleasures, when the people are indulging in, they are in the casinos, in the discos, in the cinemas, in the theatres, or drinking and gambling and merrymaking and unconcern, then in the midst of those pleasures Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala seizes them. Then they are thrown into complete bewilderment. So we fear the displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is what we mean. And then of course, when if Allah ta'ala becomes displeased, then there is no power in the world that can resist Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab. And when it comes, then the good, bad, everybody will get caught in that azab. But Allah ta'ala will then separate the good from the bad in the akhirat. And if they are still living after that azab, then Allah ta'ala will give them tremendous rewards, those who are the pious and the righteous. So Allah ta'ala can do that too. But Allah ta'ala does not want to punish. He wants us to enjoy His bounties, His ni'mats in this world and in the akhirat. Allah ta'ala wants us to lead a life in which there is peace, happiness, contentment, satisfaction, both in this world and in the akhirat. Why should He create such a huge universe? For what? If He just wanted to punish, then was there a need for all this? He should have just made Jahannam, created us, and then put us into Jahannam, na'uzu billah, and finished. So Allah Ta'ala wants us to go to Jannah. That is the reason He sends so much of Nabis to this world. He sends 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. And finally Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Quran Sharif is revealed. The Sahaba Kiram, thousands of them, 125,000, went around the world to pass on this message of Islam. Then we have the hadiths, the tafasir and everything. For what? So that we may practice and get Jannat. So the shortcut route is this, that adopt and get into the sohbat and company of those who are righteous, those who are muttaqi, those who have got taqwa in their lives, not taqwa on their tongues. At present, taqwa on the tongues everybody has got. Even the person who is in the midst of sins, he too says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah. He also talks about taqwa. In the month of Ramadan, he also talks about taqwa, plentiful. So it's not taqwa on the tongues. If taqwa on the tongue was sufficient, then there was no need for all the other ibadat and zikr and tilawat and all the other revelations. It was sufficient. All of us should have just put taqwa on our tongues. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about join of the company of those people who have got taqwa in their hearts. Because when taqwa is in the heart, then the person's dealings are straight. Then the person's relationship with his family is right. Then the person's speech is correct. Then the person's looking is correct. The person's listening is correct. Every action of the person becomes corrected if he has taqwa in the heart. And if there's no taqwa in the heart, it's only on the tongue, then that person will make 5 times namaz. But if you have to look at his dealings, if you have to look at his morals, if you have to look at his etiquette, if you have to look at his private life, then not only shaitan, but shaitan's grandfather also becomes ashamed of him. So therefore he says, agar Allah walo se nahi, dil ki dawa pa. Shaitan's grandfather. So one Maulana was giving a bayan. And in that bayan, he was giving all the virtues of charity. That if a person gives charity, then he will get this, he will get that, he will get Jannat. And all the virtues he was giving in his bayan. And he said, even if Shaitan once tries to topple him, he will not be able to do so if he gives charity. So one ordinary person from the gathering, he really got very interested. So he went home and he started packing a bag to give away. So his wife said, where are you taking all these stuffs? All these goods, where are you taking? He said, no, I heard the bayan of a Maulana, and he gave all the virtues and what rewards you get. So therefore I'm taking it now to give it away. Empty our house, give it away. So she had a big argument and she prevented him from giving it. And she said, I will beat you up if you have to take all this away. So he came back. So he told that Maulana, koi cheez mujhe nahi rok saki, lekin shaitan ki khala ne mujhe rok diya. All the others couldn't prevent me from going home and taking it and giving it away. But shaitan's khala who was in the house, she stopped. So she was more powerful than shaitan. So to get this dawa from the Allah walas for the nafs, Allah walas, only they can give that prescription. In fact, they don't even have to give a prescription. In their company, automatically Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then changes the condition of the person who has associated with him. It transfers from the heart to the heart. There is a root. There is a connection. Now people say, how can there be a connection from heart to heart? Dil se dil. How can there be a connection? Lekin aaj computer ne sab masla hal kar diya. The computer is in America and you have got a computer here. And at present America and Europe and England, they outsource all their work. In Bombay and other places, people are sitting with computers and they're doing the work of those parties which are in America and Europe, etc. So from the computers of our countries to the computers of those countries, there's a link. And yet nobody can see with their eyes any kind of link. We believe in the technology, there's no doubt. But has anybody seen with his eyes the waves, the airwaves? Has anybody seen with their eyes? But we believe in the technology, that here our computer, you punch a few things and it picks it up on another computer. What is the internet? From around the world, what they're doing. On a computer, they're picking the information that you feed in here, that person feeds in there, that person feeds in the east, and that person feeds in the west. So from computer to computer, we believe there can be a connection. But from heart to heart, we say there can't be a connection. Allah walo ke dil se, jo baitne wale hai paas aur qareeb, those who are sitting close, with muhabbat, with ikhlas, with aqidat, and that person too is an Allah wala. He is not a pool without any khushbu. Kis kaam ka wo dil hai, jis dil mein tu na ho. Kis kaam ka wo dil hai, jis dil mein tu na ho. Bas naam ka wo gul hai, jis gul mein bu na ho. Kis kaam ka wo dil hai, jis dil mein tu na ho. What sense is that heart in which you are not there, O my Allah? And that flower is just flower in name if it hasn't got fragrance. So that person also must be an Allah wala, not bogus ones like us. So then, from his heart to the hearts of those who are sitting, there is a connection. There are roads. Apna dil kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de. Ye aag lagti nahi hai, lagai jati hai. Jis qalb ki aahon ne dil phoonk diye laakho. Jis qalb ki aahon ne dil phoonk diye laakho. Us qalb mein ya Allah kya aag lagi hogi. That heart which has set fire to so many hearts, what kind of fire must be burning in that heart? So that is the shortcut fruit. Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. So if we are sincere and we really want a change in our lives, then adopt the company of the saliheen, of the righteous, of the pious, of the muttaqeen, of the sadiqeen. And then it will come into our lives too. because they have purified their souls. There's no greed in there, there's no envy in there, there's no pride in there. So now when we are going to sit in that company, and sitting doesn't mean just a little while you sit and it comes away. If you adopt the company, it means that you, in the vaas, in the programs, in the majalis, the literature, listening to tapes after that, and making amal, so then what will happen is that that greed will go, that envy will go, that pride will go, that humility will come, tawazu will come. So kunu ma'as sadiqin. So he says, agar Allah walo se nahi dil ki dawa paata, bahut mushkil tha apne nafs sarkash ko dawa paata. Very difficult, not easy. In the mahol that we live, aise mahol par la haul padho. Everybody's complaining about the mahol, the environment, environment. As Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi say, Zamana humko badal sake, ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana humko badal sake, ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana khud hum se hai, hum zamane se nahi. We must change the environment. Not that the environment must change us. Then what kind of men are we if the environment changes us? Allah Ta'ala calls the believers Rijal. They are men. True men. Rijalul la tulhihim tijaratun wala bay'un an zikrillahi wa iqamis salat. They are Rijal. So we must change the environment. Jeez.
اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا
کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں in spite of all the wealth and properties and gold and silver and name and fame and anything that you can think of which people are chasing after in this world. And we must not make a mistake. Allah Ta'ala does not condemn wealth per se. That wealth which diverts the attention of the person from Allah Ta'ala, that is the wealth that's condemned. If not, if the person earns halal wealth and he spends it correctly, then it is ni'mal mal. It's good wealth. So we are not talking about just wealth, but we are talking about that wealth in which the person forgets Allah Ta'ala. No namaz, no roza, no zakat, no hajj. Na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na hajj. To khushi phir iski kya hai ki koi gent hai to koi judge. So, but if the person has got all those things and then he's got wealth, there's no problem. So, but if you look at Europe, America and even Asia and Africa, everywhere this problem is now so common, suicide. People are taking their lives. And before we used to hear of one or two cases, now it is like a big joke to take life. And the reasons also. Student fails examination, he can't face the society, so take life. Somebody is illicit beloved, let him down, or she was let down, then take life. If somebody lost a job, take life. Somebody is sick, take life. Suicide in abundance. People are just taking their lives. Generally we counsel them and give them some good advice and explain to them that if you take your life, you're a Muslim, thinking that you're going to get out of your problem, then on the other side there'll be bigger problems. On the other side there'll be bigger problems. But sometimes you say something not intended, but it seems to solve a problem. One person came and said, I'm fed up of life, and because of this and that, I just want to take my life, and I'm going to commit suicide if this doesn't happen and that doesn't happen. So very calmly I only told him, I said, what time and what size of rope you require? So he started laughing. He said, no. So what size of rope you want and what time is it? Finish. That was the end of it. But the person who wants to take his life is not going to give me a big story. He'll go and take it before giving the story. So that was the end of his decision to take his life. But now it doesn't mean everybody that comes and says, I want to commit suicide, then you'd ask him what size rope. Some people, they genuinely take their lives. But Allah Ta'ala just put into my mind that for this person, that seems to be the correct decision. One person came to Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi and he said, Mera ji chahta hai ke main Isai ban jaun. I want to become a Christian. So now we will explain to that person about Islam and do comparative studies. He said, Us waqt mere ji mein bas yahi aaya. Usko ek thappad rasid ki. और कहा निकल ना लायक यहां से, इस्लाम को तुम्हारी जरूरत नहीं है, तुम जैसो गेट आउट फ्रॉम हियर, ना लायक, इस्लाम डजंट नीड पीपल लाइक यू, गो एंड बिकम अ क्रिश्चियन, एंड गिव वन स्लैप. आफ्टरवर्ड्स दैट पर्सन सेड, बस हजरत की एक थप्पड़ ने वो सारे दिमाग से खन्नास निकाल दिया, सारा दिमाग में जो खन्नास भरा हुआ था सब निकल गया और तौबा कर ली, बस ऐसा इलाज हो गया. Now again, that doesn't mean if somebody comes and says that I've got some doubts, so give him two slaps. Achha, balance of the Ashar, now just read it today, I'm very, very exhausted. So balance of the Ashar, bas suna dijiye pura, aur aaj ki majlis khatam. We'll give some explanation some other time.
Agar Allah walon se nahi dil ki dawa paata, bahut mushkil tha apne nafs se sarkash ko daba paata. Sukoon-e dil utarta hai falak se hel taqwa par, sukoon-e dil utarta hai falak se hel taqwa par, bedu hukme khuda sa insada phir ke se pa jata, bedu hukme khuda sa insada phir ke se pa jata. Agar Allah walon se nahi dil ki dawa paata, agar petrol ke manind hota ye sukoon-e dil, agar petrol ke manind hota ye sukoon-e dil, zameen mein kar ke boring is ko har kafir bhi pa jata, zameen mein kar ke boring is ko har kafir bhi pa jata. خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں، کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا۔ بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل، بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل، گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا، گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا، سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقوا پر، بدون حکم خدا سائن صدا پھر کے سپا جاتا۔ بچوں گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ، بچوں گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ، اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا، اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا، اگر پٹرول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل، زمین میں کر کے بورنگ کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا۔
سکون دل واز لائک پٹرول انڈر گراؤنڈ، دین ایون دا کفار وڈ ہیو جسٹ ڈرلڈ and supplied the world. Caltex, BP, Shell would have made people go Shell chasing after contracts for Sukune Dil, because there's a need for it. The whole world wants Sukune Dil. Everybody is looking for Sukune. So these companies would have become multi-rich supplying the oil Sukune Dil. Allah didn't keep it underground. Allah Ta'ala kept it with him. Khazana of Sukoon-e-Dil is with him. And it descends on the hearts of the believers. Sukoon descends on the hearts of the believers. You must have a runway, airport runway. Then this plane of Sukoon will come and land there. The heart is the airport. Now if that airport runway is damaged, or it doesn't exist, because the heart is gone somewhere. So where will this Sukoon-e-Dil land? Where will this Sakina land? Sakina can't land anywhere else. All the airports of the world cannot receive the planes of Sakina. No matter how much they extend their runways, they can prepare to receive those jumbo jets and the planes which will carry 800 passengers and even more than that in future. They can extend those runways, but those runways will not be able to receive the aeroplane or the planes of Sakina. Contentment, tranquility, serenity, peace, that only lands on the runways of the heart. But the runways must be clear. The heart must be clear with the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That heart must be lit up. How in the dark? Then they say must light. The runways must have lights. So like that it must be lit up with the love of Allah. Then that Sakina will land. No matter what the condition of the person, outward condition, irrespective of what it is. Poverty, patched clothes, staying in a hut or staying in a shack, or staying in a palace and staying in a mansion makes no difference. But if that heart is lit up with the muhabbat and love of Allah Ta'ala, then Sakina will land there. The person will experience it. He will experience it. in his company, we don't know how many other people will experience sukoon. So how much of sukoon he must have got, in whose company so many others will be getting, they get sukoon. When we sit in the company of the true mashayikh, how much of sukoon we get in our hearts. So why are we getting that? Because they've got it in their hearts. As I go and sit next to a person or in the company of a person who's restless in the worries of this world and whose only major concern is investments, investments, investments. So then see in his company what happens. If greed doesn't increase in our hearts, greed will increase in our hearts too. The person who's got no money to use, his greed will increase in his heart. There's nothing wrong with investments, but I'm talking about the person who only talks about investments. So in his company, if we go, what else will we get? Restlessness. That, hi, I don't have it. Hi, I don't have it. That's what will happen. And in the company of the Allah Wallahs, we'll get sukoon. Even if I don't have it, I'll have sukoon. If I have it, I'll have sukoon. I was sitting with one Arab friend in Makkah Mukarrama, and he was telling me about his property, what it's worth, and this, how much it's worth, and that, how much it's worth, and then I got investment here, and I got investment there, I got investment there. And then I told him, I said, Alhamdulillah, in this trip, now that we have come here to Makkah Sharif, Alhamdulillah, I too made quite a bit of investments, and I'm expecting great returns on that investment. So he asked me, where? In which company? I said, yeah, at Kaaba Sharif, Roza Mubarak, in the Hajre Aswad, Multazam, Hatim, Mizab-e Rahmat, Safa Marwa, so many places, 100,000 times investment returns. So it means quite a bit of investment. May Allah Ta'ala give me those returns. So he started laughing. So that's also an investment. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all His muhabbat, love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bless us with istiqamat in our deen. Remove our difficulties, problems, hardships. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Akramal Akrameen, Ya Ghiyath Al-Mustaghithin. ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما، ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. ہم نالائق ہے، مجرم ہے، خطاکار ہے، گنہگار ہے، سیاہکار ہے، بدکار ہے، سب کچھ ہے، بندے مرتے رہے. اے اللہ، تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں؟ تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں، تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا. Oh my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری، جو تو میرا تو سب میرا، فلک میرا، زمین میری. میرے پیارے اللہ، ہم سب کو صحت دے، عافیت دے، سلامتی دے، عزت والی زندگی دے، تقوی والی زندگی دے، ہمیں سکون دل عطا فرما. اے اللہ، تیرا قرب نصیب فرما، تیری معرفت، تیرا یقین. Bless us with trust in you. Bless us with your closeness. Bless us with your معرفت. Bless us with یقین in you. Bless us with such a bond with you. My beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. Bless us with such a bond with you, such love of yours, such muhabbat of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every moment of our life we enjoy the sweetness of that love. Ya Allah, every moment of our life we enjoy the sweetness of that love. Protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. اے اللہ، تیری معرفت کے دریا کی گہرائی کی ہمیں مچھلی بنا دے. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of معرفت. یا اللہ، protect us from all corruption, mischief, fitnas that are prevalent in the world. Allah bless us with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Ay mere fiare Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems of the entire ummah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, hame sehat tamma kamila ajila ata farma. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Sunu mein naam tera dhadkano mein. Maza jaye maula dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr ka. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr ka. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Ya Allah, how long are we going to live like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? Mere pyare Allah, اے رب کریم اب تو راضی ہو جا, تیری رضا ہمیں نصیب فرما. یا اللہ میرے ان دوستوں کو بھی جو یہاں بیٹھے ہوئے, یا اللہ ان کو دنیا اور آخرت کی بھلائیوں سے مالا مال کر دے. یا اللہ ان کو عافیت, سلامتی, عزت والی زندگی نصیب فرما. ان کے جان میں, مال میں, ایمان میں, ہر چیز میں ترقی نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہر قسم کے فتنوں سے ان کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ پوری امت, یا اللہ حضور علیہ السلام کی امت پریشان حال ہے, سارے عالم کے اندر پریشان. میرے اللہ ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, ختم فرما. عزت والی ان کو زندگی نصیب فرما. یا اللہ تیری رحمت کے سائے میں ہم سب کر دے. یا اللہ, we know that our sins have brought about destruction, but oh my beloved Allah, remove our suffering, our problems and the problems of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. جتنے بھی دینی کام ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما. ان کے گش اجتماعات تعلیم کو تب قبول فرما. مساجد, مدارس, خانقاہ سب کی محنتوں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ, یا اللہ, اے رب کریم, حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, all the duas that he made for us his entire life, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی. يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.